Hi, everybody. This is Yvonne Quite.
And Joyce Riley.
And we all know that knowledge is power. That's why we call this the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program might possibly be... they could possibly be in alignment with... might not necessarily be those of the staff, the management, general populace, management, or sponsors. Sponsors of those radio.
I think we get the point. Well, you know, we have joining us today someone who is an expert on mind control, and we have probably one of the most fiercest advocates for help for mind control victims. I don't know why he's going to be joining us from Canada. And a physician, an MD, Dr. Ronnie Lena Kildee, who has done a lot of work on microwave mind control, modern torture and control mechanisms, which she believes eliminate human rights and privacy. And they're joining us today for this two-hour segment. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to hopefully answer your questions and probably put some fact behind a lot of these so-called myths of mind control. And I want to say thank you very much, Eleanor White and Dr. Kildee, for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Eleanor White.
Okay. Dr. Kildee?
Good morning. Greetings from Norway. It's 3 p.m. here.
3 p.m. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Kildee. You are an MD. You have been researching this, and I'm going to go ahead and let Eleanor White, if you don't mind, introduce you and tell our listeners why she is so important to this fight on exposing the truth of mind control. Go ahead, Eleanor.
Well, Dr. Kildee is possibly one of the few doctors worldwide who is willing to speak out on what we call psychoelectronic mind control, and you can count them on one hand and have fingers left over.
Interesting.
And she has her activities have made her a target as well, and she's been hit very hard. As anyone who takes the trouble to look at her testimonial and listen to her history will find out.
Well, Dr. Kildee formerly is the chief medical officer for Lapland, which is northern Finland, and I've got to thank you for what you are doing to help the victims of mind control, the alleged or the victims of mind control. Dr. Kildee, how did you get involved in this research in the first place?
Well, actually, it happened through a lecture. I was lecturing in Oslo, and a lady after the lecture came to talk to me about the topic. That was many, many, many years ago. And I had never heard about it. So I got interested, and I had contacts with victims all over from Scandinavia. They started calling me or writing me, and I realized that this is actually the biggest question in the world today. If we do not stop this electromagnetic mind control towards the civilian and the whole population of the globe, we are all going to be biological robots for a small elite.
So
I think this is absolutely the most vital question in the whole world, and it concerns every single child, mother, father, every person in the whole world. And people are totally, totally, generally ignorant about it.
Well, we are very concerned about it at this at the Power Hour program, and we have been concerned ever since I became aware that perhaps it might be have been used during Desert Storm in the reports that I got. But you are saying, you're very convincing about this, and you are not just a physician who is dealing in conspiracy theories. You came about this information in a way that you said, wait a minute, this can't be true, and then you probably started out to disprove it, didn't you?
Not really, because I started looking for information, for facts. And then, to my surprise, I found out, for instance, in 1999, which is, of course, very lately, the European Parliament already warned of danger, awareness of the existence of mind control technology and its dangers and possibly for misuse. And they passed a resolution on environment, security and foreign policy calling the European Union to seek to have a convention on so-called non-lethal weapons technology. Of course, it's a misleading name because it is lethal, but slowly. And it also calls for an international convention introducing a global ban on all the development and deployment of weapons which might enable any form of manipulation of human beings.
Now
this, I think, is very, very important, but nothing has happened after that.
Now, our listeners are very much an activist audience, and they want to know, is there some place on the Internet we could find out that information or some keywords that you could give us to go into?
Yes, I think Eleanor White knows the keywords, and I think CAHRA, Citizens Against Human Rights Abuse, websites have exact text about these.
Okay, Eleanor? Eleanor, would you have some keywords that we could put in to be able to find more information on this?
Well, the most popular name for this is, in fact, mind control, and we can see that in the statistics we get from people visiting our site. On my site, by the way, there is a page of other sites, so if you go to my site, raven1.net, and click on other sites in the main menu, you can find thousands of pages of information. It's staggering. One major site called the Mind Control Forum, which is listed on my site in the main menu, has 110 megabytes of information. Now, most of us wouldn't be able to read that much information between now and the time we depart for the next life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not short of information. We have tons of it. The problem we're facing is how to get this to the public, who doesn't want more headaches and is more worried about their mortgage.
Okay, now I'm going to deal with Dr. Kilda for a few minutes here because we only have her for the first hour, but I want to say that for those of you out there that heard Eleanor when she was on the program the last time, I know everybody was impressed. At first, there were people that thought, oh, mind control, yeah, this is going to be interesting, or it's going to be conspiracy theory or something. Everybody that I talked to, Eleanor, and I want you to know this, said that woman had her act together. She knew what was going on. I felt confident in what she had to say. And I think people are going to feel that today, especially today with Dr. Rana Kilda from Norway, who is telling us the same story, only a little bit more in the clinical arena. Now, Dr. Kilda, do I understand you to say, and this is, I want to be very clear about this, do I understand you to say that you absolutely believe that mind control is going on?
I don't believe, I know. And I have been in international congresses which have confirmed this. I was myself at the International Congress on Military Medicine in Helsinki, Finland, the year 2000. I'm Finnish by nationality. And I myself had a presentation there about mind control, but you can't use that word. I learned you have to say neuroelectromagnetic telecommunication.
Okay, say that again.
Accepted, or you can say biotelemetry or neurological research or whatever. Your paper is never accepted if you use the word mind control.
Really? Okay, say those words again slowly for us.
Neuroelectromagnetic telecommunication.
Is that N-E-R-O, narrow?
Neuro, yeah, like neurological.
N-E-U-R-O.
Okay, neuro. Okay, got it. All right.
And then you can use the word biotelemetry.
Okay.
They are all accepted. And I have been to conferences, had presentations for international neurologists, international conference for general practitioners of the whole world, and I have myself lectured for all general practitioners in Finland and learned quite a bit about their attitude. They do not know, at least in Scandinavia, about this. But I was just recently, late August this year, in Helsinki again, and there was a congress on ethics of biomedical research. And you would think that they would have talked about this topic. Not a word was said. They suppressed the whole thing until I, right at the end, opened my mouth. They didn't want me to get the mic even. And I told them what I know. And there was dead silence. And then I left. So ethical conferences are actually suppressing this kind of information. So you have to be very hard to get through. And if you read literature, you find out masses of information, like Eleanor said. And unfortunately, with U.S. funding, Europeans have been human guinea pigs for decades. For instance, in 86, U.S. Air Force funded a project costing over $120,000 at King's College in London, and the project was run by Professor Grant, Edward Grant. And it had to do with the effects of microwaves on human DNA. And also, U.S. Navy has funded a lot of British and Swedish research on this subject. And also, now I know a hospital in Finland where a U.S. Navy colonel, a medical colonel, contacted them to do research. So U.S. is saying that we are guinea pigs for America.
And you see, America has been thinking that perhaps DARPA or our military organizations here have been experimenting on the U.S. citizens or U.S. military, but you're
also,
saying...
Also, absolutely also. And I just read that DARPA wants your life indexable and searchable so that they are going to get every single little detail of your life, whether it's your dreams, your fantasies, your what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're eating, what you're when you go to the movies. Now, this has been going on in Sweden for decades already. So this is just disinformation from DARPA's side, because when they give out information, the ministry, it is 30 to 60 years old information. Now they're leaking it out, and in Sweden from 78, the Swedish official state report stated that with state computers, they have more information about a human being than the human being knows about himself, because we don't know always the motives for our subconscious thinking. And I have a list of it, and you know, it's incredible. They know if you're nervous, they know if you are good at your work, they know all your grades in high school and colleges and whatever. They know if you go well with society or if you're an opponent. They know all your political and religious questions.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. Dr. Keller, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, I want to know how pervasive mind control is. Let's talk about how bad it is right now. Stay tuned. We've got Eleanor White and Dr. Ronna Kilda with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, get a tape in if you didn't do it. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned. We're getting back to our guest today, Eleanor White, who is an advocate for those who believe or are mind control victims. And we have joining us today Dr. Ronna Kilda. She is from Finland herself. However, she is formerly the chief medical officer for Lapland. She's joining us today because she says not only does she believe that mind control exists, she knows it exists. Dr. Kilda, before the break, I asked you, what is, if you were to present the worst scenario or to tell us what it is like right now, how pervasive is mind control in our daily lives, whether it be in Sweden or in the United States?
It's extremely pervasive, but people don't know about it because people are implanted with microchips without their knowledge. They can be done even with a handshake. And that's...
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I have seen that done myself. With a handshake, somebody who has a little microchip, which is only 2 micromillimeters, the hair diameter is 50 micromillimeters. They hit it on your skin, through your skin, and there's a tiny, tiny little hole, and then it goes there, and that is it. You're tapped for the rest of your life.
Oh, my goodness.
And people don't know it, and previously it was only so-called vulnerable population. That is... prisoners or mental patients and orphans and etc. Who were guinea pigs. Today, the highest military is implanted, medical doctors, lawyers, but mostly they don't know about it. I know of a Finnish very high officer who said to me, I refused an implant. And I was shocked because after that, of course, they are under state-controlled computer. So since Americans have had the technology for 50 years, or even more, because the first writings came from 1934, and the Finnish medical professor, Ranna Granit, got a Nobel Prize in 67 for his research at the end of 1930s with retina implants, which he put into the eye. And when I was in a German Munich conference, when they were dealing with these topics, not mind control as such, but with implants, MEMS, as they call them. So they said, oh, we're only using these for cats and rabbits because you can't, for ethical reasons, use them for humans. Now, we were in Germany, and Nazi history, of course, prevents them from saying the truth. And again, I took the mic and said, excuse me, but our Professor Granit got a Nobel Prize for this retina implant already in the 30s.
Hmm.
So, you know, people don't know these things. And that is the major problem, awareness that this exists, and it is very, very widely spread already. And what shows it, and I think is most horrible, they're using children as guinea pigs. Now, in the USA, you have all this in California, in the Colorado, when the students were killed by several students. I'm convinced that is a mind control experimentation. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're also using drugs at the same time, so the effect is much stronger. But okay. It is horrible. It is a horrible, horrible, horrible research, and it is also for stress. They look for stress research, and this is done by implanting microchips into the malls, into the lamps, street lamps. They're all over in Scandinavia, they're all over in the United States, and they can, with changing the frequency at night, they can make you aggressive or lethargic or whatever emotion they want you to have. They have over 100 languages where they have decoded the messages, that the signals that come from human brain. And as you know, that you're the Americans, the fastest computers, I guess, according to a Finnish journal, are 53 trillion floating points in a second. 53 trillion in a second. Well, we can't understand that because our mind, our brain only works with 5,000 bits a second. So we have no chance to fight over computers who are the main source for mind control.
Amazing. We're going to come back from this break. We've got about a 3-minute break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you some very direct questions on mind control. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're very pleased to have Dr. Ronna Kildee. We'll be right back.
It is definitely there. Welcome back to the Power Hour, 33 and a half minutes past the hour. And I tell you, it is scary. We are in a time in world history that is absolutely unprecedented. And yes, there are those that believe that with the computer control that is now in place, the scriptures are being fulfilled. Revelation is being fulfilled.
This is probably, I've got to tell you, listeners, one of the most, shocking programs we've ever done on the Power Hour. And I am not saying that for any reason other than it's true.
Joyce is freaked right now.
I thought I understood.
Her house has been open over the whole break.
I thought I understood what was going on. Well, guess what? We don't understand, and we have Dr. Ronna Kildee joining us today. Those of you who would like to get information on Dr. Kildee, her name is spelled RaunaKildee. Do a search. I found some really good information that she's done, but especially go to Raven. The numeral 1.net. That's the website that Eleanor White has put her life into. I mean, it's her passion. And you can see so much good information at raven.thenumeral1.net. Now, I don't mean to be ignoring you, Eleanor, on this side of the program. I apologize, and I'm glad that you're on the air because we're going to be taking some calls in the next hour and talking to some other people. But just having Dr. Kildee, who is a phenomenal resource here, is just, it is incredible. I've got to say, Dr. Kildee, thank you so much for joining us today. I am absolutely shocked. I mean, I'm speechless with what you're saying, and I think it's time that we understand, just like what you said a few minutes ago, that what we know about is 30 to 50 years behind what our government is doing. Now, for the listeners just joining us, Dr. Keller, what is your background as an MD, first of all?
Well, I have three specialities. Number one, public health. Number two, health administration. And then tropical medicine. And I have worked with highest positions in Finland, even replacing our Surgeon General when he was away. So I have a very credible background. Besides, I'm a bestseller author in 6 European languages, but unfortunately nothing in English.
And what is the name of your book, just for...
I have 4 books, but the first is There Is No Death. And at that time, I was replacing our Surgeon General, and of course it became national bestseller number 1 in Finland, and also number 1 in Norway, and then number 5 in Sweden, etc.
Interesting. Well, moving back to the subject here of mind control, I'm going to go through some questions real fast here to ask you, if you don't mind, because I know these are what the off-air callers are wanting to know. Number one, who is behind mind control, either in this country or in the world, if you were asked that question?
If I have to say with one sentence, I would say the New World Order. And you should ask that question for Mr. Kissinger. I think he could have very good answers, but I'm sure he would give a lot of this information.
Okay, do you think that it is primarily military, or is it private business?
It's both. Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex, and we're right there now.
Are there any particular corporations, more than anyone else, that might be involved in
it? Yes, of course. Those who are dealing with, who are making microchips, and who are dealing with power lines and energy lines. But I would not say any words, because I can't do that for America.
Certainly. Okay, what kind of mind control? You're saying that it is a, you're talking about an electro, a wave frequency that is being dispersed in the atmosphere?
Yes, different frequencies for different emotions. The whole idea is nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields, and it can be done from monitors. There's just an American-US patent, January 4th, 2003, I mean this year, which was given to Hendrik Lu. And they are doing mind control and manipulation of the nervous system by pulsing images displayed on a nearby computer monitor or TV set. So everybody is exposed.
So
people don't know this. And I would always say that if you love your children and grandchildren, don't ever let them see Pokemon or Teletubbies programs, because they have been revealed to be full of mind control stuff.
My goodness, Teletubbies and...
Yes, the fun in Teletubbies is authority. You have to listen to authority, and that's what mind control is all about, that you have no opinions of your own, you are a slave, and you listen to authority.
Okay, how were you to find out the Teletubbies and...
Well, I have had contact with researchers who told me this, a professor in Finland, sociology, but also it was an internet. The whole thing, what they represent.
Okay. So we know that they are doing it through television, through computers. Is it possible that when you turn on your computer in the morning, that there is a frequency, a subliminal picture, sound, whatever, that tells you to go out and buy Coca-Cola or to go out and do something else?
Of course, it's possible. But I think that is very, very little to buy Coca-Cola. It's much worse than that.
What do you think is taking place on the computers?
What do you mean? Second place. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What do you think is taking place on computers? What do you think they're telling people to do? I mean, hypothetically, or if you were to make a guess.
Oh, they're changing their emotions. The Swedish state report said that it is possible to change all your attitudes, all your emotions, all your mental capacities, and all your memories. I mean, think of it. Mm. It's terrible. And there are so many patents dealing with this. I mean, a method and apparatus for inducing desired states of consciousness is one. Another one, method of changing personal behavior. That can be done through the TV and computer. A method and system of altering consciousness. A psychoacoustic projector from 71 is for producing oral psychological disturbances and partial deafness. Method of inducing mental, emotional, and psychical states of consciousness, including specific mental activity in human beings, etc., etc. I mean, this is awful. And this is old technology.
Now, you're referring to
today's patents.
Okay, you're talking about patents. The ones that you were mentioning, I know, are actual patents, correct?
Right. So they can use those by different frequencies through the TV and through the street lamp, and they can make you into a biological robot. They can cause chaos in a whole population of a city if they want. I think they once, as long as I remember reading, they tried that on Los Angeles riots. And since all the parks and all the railway stations and all the metro stations are equipped with these lamps, they can do anything. We're all subject to mind control. And they can do just anything if they want to. And you know, the reports that I have been reading since I've been doing this research now for several years, they are very, very scary. Because they also do it from the space. For instance, the fears that the space shuttle laser was tested for weather engineering and mind control is based on the specific frequency employed according to defense news. And they noted that during a checkout of the laser machine, pulses began emanating from Discovery at a rate of 10 per second. And the 10 pulses per second is within the frequency found in the human brain's alpha wave range and can be applied to so-called mind stabbing. Motion, emotion, and behavior can be directed by electrical forces, and humans can be controlled like robots. This is where we are right now.
Now, we have been told that NASA... Our NASA here in the United States is doing a whole lot more than just space exploration.
Absolutely. And the worst thing is that you have HAARP in Alaska, which also European Parliament warned about, because that is not only for shooting rockets down, it is for mind control, for weather engineering, causing earthquakes, floods, etc., so that is warfare. And already in 1977, the United Nations General Assembly forbid using space for warfare. But U.S. doesn't respect almost any international laws and international conventions. And also here in Norway, we have a Globus 2 invader up north, which has the same capability, but not as big as HAARP, because HAARP is the biggest and the most dangerous weapon in the whole world. But they can both influence the minds and bodies of people.
So you're saying that we are experiencing, and we are victims of, to a certain degree, mind control from television, from our computers, from street lights that you say contain chips that can actually induce a form of mind control.
Yes.
We know about the black box in prisons. I worked in a prison as a nurse there, so I know that that exists.
Yeah.
Now, what implanted microchips in our military, we know that as early as 1990, I was told about those that were being given implanted microchips in our military. What other areas might we see an inducement of mind control?
Well, doesn't that cover quite a bit? I can't think of any
answers. It's too much. That's right. It's too much for sure.
Joyce, may I just interject one quick thing? If anyone has doubts about mind control happening today, all they have to do is look at the massive amount of anti-constitutional behavior on the part of the American Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, statistics do not allow for almost all members to behave the way they're behaving.
It defies any sensibility to think that all of these people in America can say, hey, let's go bomb this country, let's go kill these people, let's go maim these children, and then everybody gleefully talk about how great it is to be able to be America and be doing this. Now, Dr. Tilden, how much of mind control has helped create, let's say, the background or the backdrop for the war?
I think an awful lot. I got a telephone call from Virginia. A lot of people call me, and I didn't know this guy, but Langley is in Virginia, and he just said that your president is mind-controlled. And that you can see when you think of his actions.
Well, I'm surprised we didn't lose the transmission lines right then when you said that. Let me ask you this. Where in the world is it going on the most? If you were to pick countries or cities that were most mind-controlled, what would your top five be?
Well, Scandinavia, I would say, because for so many years we've been subject to American, being American guinea pigs. But today I think all Western countries are, because remember again, with the streetlight, everybody is subjected, everybody who has a television. But who has been implanted with a microchip? That is Sweden, number one, according to, Gary Marks, a sociology professor from the United States, used to work at MIT, for instance. Stuart McKay, who worked in Karolinska Institute, the best research institute in Sweden. And the secret police has been implanting at least the prisoners from 60s in Sweden. And Jan Friesen, who was the Data Institute's director general for 13 years, he gave a book out and said that in the mid-80s, all nursing home patients were implanted with microchips. So I don't think that is so widespread in the States yet with microchip implants, but the mind control with your TV sets has been going on further than in any other country, I believe.
So how pervasive, now back to the microchip issue, how pervasive do you think microchipping is, for instance, in our military?
Well, all your soldiers have to be microchipped before they're sent out. I mean, that came out in Iraqi First War. They give them in their injection. And, of course, your higher officers have to be microchipped too, to be in contact with them. So it is very, very invasive.
Now, what you're saying here is very startling. I mean, this is, I wasn't prepared for you to say this kind of information, that all of our military are being microchipped through vaccinations. So
yeah,
a microchip is that small? It's that small?
Microchip is 2 micromillimeters, the 215 micromillimeters today, and the hair diameter is 50 micromillimeters.
Oh, my goodness.
And like I said, I have been present when, during a handshake, it was given to a person. I was totally shocked.
So could we then extrapolate that to say that perhaps part of the reason for the smallpox vaccination campaign might be for chicken.
Of course. To microchip the total population who up till now hasn't gotten a microchip. And another thing is the dental profession is involved heavily too, because since 1952 CIA had a project Moonstruck, when electronic implants were put into brain and teeth. But it is in the stuff that you put in when you treat a rotten tooth, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So all dentists do not know that they are microchipping their patient at the same time, because the same thing with psychiatric medicine. We only read what the statement says, what ingredients there are, but we don't know what ingredients they have put in addition. And that has come out. And psychiatry as such is used heavily, heavily, in all over the Western world at least, not only Russia and USA and Scandinavia, but all over, to cover up for mind control. I mean, that is quite clear, because DSM manual, Diagnostic Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders, is full of cover-up for all the atrocities that the Secret Services are doing. So if people say that they're being surveilled and they're big bikes are shipped and etc. So they're being poisoned, whatever. So that all is happening within the range of Secret Services normal activities. And the differential diagnosis is never ever taught in any medical school. I have made an official statement to the recommendation to the Norwegian government that they should take up this in the Director General meetings for Scandinavian Health Director General, that this is totally false. And this is done by U.S. Psychiatrists who are mostly, in that respect, working for intelligence services, and they put this in. So that is a perfect cover-up, and people get no help because they are labeled insane, and they are not. They are victims of mind control. Of course, there are people who are insane too, but the differential diagnosis has to be done.
Now, this is very similar to all the Gulf War veterans being told they had some type of mental illness. We have one of our friends from Denmark who said that they did the same thing there. They tried to make them believe
that's how their mouth is shut. They can't tell the truth about the war. Because the truth, what you in America hear about Iraqi wars, is totally different than what it really is. Did you know that they, according to European information, that they kill 1,000 Iraqis a day?
Wow. No,
that was in the Norwegian paper just 2 days ago.
1,000 Iraqis a day. And I'll tell you what, our souls are the ones that are going to be held accountable.
Yeah, and I would ask, why is it only that Americans are being killed? Why nothing happens in general? There are few British. No Norwegians killed. Why? They treat Iraqis differently. They understand, Europeans understand other cultures and their ways of thinking and living better than Americans, especially young soldiers who have no experience about other cultures. And that's why the hate is so great. But it's very sad. I think it's very sad, and it's because of your government's attitude.
Well, we are an international program right now. You are being heard all over the world. In fact, I got an email from Africa and one from South America that you're being heard all over the world right now. You are telling all of America the story. Listeners, we're going to be right back with our guest today, Eleanor Wine, who will stay in the second hour, and Dr. Ron Akilde, who I wish we could have for the entire week on this program. This is phenomenal information, listeners. It's going to be repeated at 9 o'clock tonight, Central Time, so you're going to want to get a tape in then if you didn't do it now. We're going to be right back with Dr. Akilde and Eleanor Wine.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tuesday edition of the Power Hour. 54 and a half minutes past the hour, whatever hour you're sitting in. This is Dave Von Kleist.
And Joyce Riley. And we have the mind control technology patents that you can order. Yes, the ones that Dr. Kilda was talking about. We've been talking about them for a long time. We've got the patents in a book for you. You can call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get and ask for mind control technology patent. Dr. Kilde is joining us today from Norway. She is a physician, a very well-respected physician, who says they are definitely using mind control. And Eleanor White's going to be joining us for the next hour. Also, the website raven1.net. She has been doing so much good work to help America understand the problem of mind control. But the first time you talk to these people, you say, oh, that couldn't happen. Well, Dr. Kilda, first of all, I'd like to talk with you off air sometime on some work that we might be able to do together. But secondly, you have got to be a breath of fresh air, because I get lots of calls from people that say they're mind controlled and they need somebody to listen to them and to listen to their story. They have got to be thrilled right now hearing what you're saying.
Well, of course, because it's not their fault that they are being subjected to mind control. And if we don't stop this, we're all going down the drain. We're going to be slaves, as I said, to a small elite.
Yeah.
And the state computers, which is worse, because today they are using already computers who are controlling people. And now you and I and nobody wants to be controlled by a machine.
Okay.
With our emotions, they can change your love into hate. They can change your husband's love to you, and you get separated. They can change that you don't love your siblings anymore, your sisters anymore. They can destroy the family unit and friendship, and that's what they are aiming at all the time. And the worst is, they're inducing very bad illnesses, which, for instance, U.S. Navy has a long time ago. I had a report from 80s. 86, I think it was, they create fatigue states, depression, eye problems, irritability and anger states, alteration of mood, they compulsive behavior patterns, states of sexual aggressiveness, havoc in circadian rhythm, fear, disorientation, sleep disorders, insomnia, and very bad short and long-term memory loss, leukemia, cancer, catatonic zombie-like states for 15 minutes.
Incredible.
Violent states, criminal behavior patterns, and criminality has increased, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Also, Alzheimer's has increased, cancer has increased tremendously. They're creating them deliberately to get rid of people. It's a question of economy.
People are
commodity, and also their intelligence is commodity. They can take away your intelligence, store it in a computer, and give it to somebody else.
Yeah, we've only got 1 minute left.
Science fiction.
Dr. Kilda, we've only got 1 minute left. How does a person know if they're mind controlled?
They should start thinking of their behavior. Why do they get an attack of aggressiveness without any cause, for instance? Why do they have an urge to go suddenly somewhere? It's not from them, it is put into them. They can put your dreams, they can put your subconscious, they can put thoughts into you, and they read your thought signals. So I can say, who controls the minds of people controls the world. And that's the whole thing.
We've got to give some people some hope right now, because there are people scared to absolute death right now over what you just said.
Well, they can fight it with their own energy. They can say, we don't want this. They can say, we want this to be stopped. They can change the world with their energy. Remember what happened to Yugoslavia? NATO was bombing and Milosevic wasn't going. It was bombing and bombing, and what happened? The people went to the streets.
That's right.
And rioted for 3 days, and Milosevic ran out.
We've got a 1 minute break. Can you stay with us for 5 more minutes? Just 5 more minutes, Dr. Kilda?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to be back with Dr. Kilda for... we've only got her for 5 more minutes, and we're going to find out what we can do, listeners. This is important. We'll be right back.
I just have to share with you that lyric if you couldn't hear it. The lyric, of course, this is Donald Fagen. The album is The Night Fly, and that lyric you just heard was a just machine making decisions, programmed by fellows with compassion and vision. Do you realize what they're saying? I mean, yes, they're painting a vision of utopia, but I don't think that's what it is. Welcome back to hour number 3 of today's installment of the Power Hour. This is Dave.
And Joyce, and we have joining us today Eleanor White. The website is raven1.net, and joining us from Norway is Dr. Ronna Kilde. She's formerly a district chief medical officer for Northern Finland. She is absolutely a hero in my estimation, and I've got to say, Dr. Kilde, we are so thrilled that you have joined us today on this program. Hope that you will come back again, because we've got a campaign that we've got to start here in this country, and I hope that you will assist us in this. But first of all, what can people do? Literally, educate themselves by going to Raven One, but what else can people do?
You said it. Educate themselves by going to Internet, reading the books like from Jim Keith, Mind Control, World Control, and there are many, many other good books too. They have to take the power away from the evilness of the administration. And how to do that, I can't give you an answer right now. But the evilness has now gotten the negativity a so strong hold in administrations, especially in the States, but all over the world, that if this doesn't change, we don't have hope. And we do have hope when we take the power to ourselves. Remember, we can all meditate. When thousands, millions of people meditate every day, think.
Or pray.
The power of thought. Think that we want this out, we want peace. That is going to be as big as an earthquake. But we have to do it together, and not alone. Teamwork and awareness.
We all know the power of prayer.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Now, the next thing I'm going to ask you is, how many physicians are with you in this? How many people understand this worldwide? Are there enough that we can start a groundswell of professional people, credible people like yourself?
I don't know, because those doctors that I have met who are dealing with this, they are on the wrong side. They are implanting people, and they're using them as guinea pigs, and they would never want this to come out. So I really don't know, but I'm sure there are people and there are doctors who would be willing to help when they are being made aware. Because as I said, at least junior doctors, they do not know anything about this. In psychiatry, junior doctors are they're innocent. They don't know. But the senior doctors do know.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Ronna Kildee. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the program today. We'd like to have you come back and talk more about the microchips, because we didn't get a chance to go into that enough. Thank you so much, and if you ever need us here at the Power Hour, I want you to know we're here for you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
Have a good morning.
Thank you. Whoa, I got goosebumps, listeners. I don't know about you. I got goosebumps. Now, we're going to have Eleanor White joining us in this next hour, and we've got some callers, some who say that they have been mind-controlled or being mind-controlled, and we're going to continue this discussion with your calls at after this five-minute break. So we've got a three-minute break, then we've got Eleanor White joining us. The website, RavenTheNumeral1.net, is absolutely outstanding. The Citizens Against Human Rights Abuse. There are a number of websites, Mind Control Forum, that you can go to. Remember what she said. Now, I don't know, but she said, Dr. Kildee said, don't let your kids watch Teletubbies or Pokemon. She said, television is one of the strongest ways of mind control right now. Having it on in your house when you think, oh, well, it's just background noise, guess what it might be doing to you?
Mm-hmm.
It may be making you the person that you really aren't. And she said that they're using microchips that can be implanted by shaking hands. This is phenomenal. Eleanor, you're going to be with us in the next hour. Do you have some other people that will be joining us also?
Well, we're hoping to get the Duty Wall investigative writer from Florida on the air if you've dialed in already.
Okay, we're going to have her, Duty Wall, joining us. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Mind Control. It's real, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Yvonne Kleist.
And Joyce Riley.
And we all know that knowledge is power, which is why we call this the
Power Hour.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station. To continue this program now in the mainstream talk shows like Limbaugh, Hannity, and Stone, O'Reilly, etc., etc.
Oh my goodness. That's enough. That's enough. I can't tolerate all of this. This is too much stimulus for one.
It's so true, though. It is so true. If you want to continue the mind control and the programming and the propaganda, just keep on listening to the mainstream media, because they're not going to tell you this type of information. Absolutely not. Do you think that Limbaugh would ever discuss mind control? Do you think Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or even G. Gordon Liddy, you know, Ali North, or any of these other major big league talk shows, you think they're going to talk about this type of stuff and alert you to this? Not going to happen.
That's right. I want to thank each and one of every one of you for joining us today on the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And this is Dave.
And you can get the Mind Control Technology Patents in one booklet. You can get, or in one book, so how about 150 pages or so. You can get Mind Control, Project MKUltra, the CIA's program of research in behavioral modification, by calling the Power Hour order line, because we want you to get this primary source documentation. It's nobody's opinion. It is the truth, listeners. It is a document by the joint hearing. It's the Select Committee on Intelligence and the Subcommittee on Health and Scientific Research. You can get these documents by calling 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Ask for the mind control patent and the Project MKUltra document. We're joined today by Eleanor White. I'm telling you, this is probably the most, emotional program from the standpoint of new information that we have had. And I want to encourage all of you to get the CD from Genesis on the month programs of the Power Hour. This way you can get all of this today. It's only $19.99 for the entire month programming.
I believe it'll be it. M2K Talk that's doing that now.
Okay, M2KTalk.com or Genesis, however you get the $19.95 CD. That is a CD of all the month programming. And get this information out. That's what we need you to do today. Eleanor White has been screaming it from the rooftop. And bless her heart, she has done such a phenomenal job, but we need your support. Now, joining Eleanor White today, and I'm going to have her introduce our guest, Judy Wall, today, because Eleanor was given the option of choosing the people she wanted to be on this program today to discuss mind control. And Eleanor, you chose to have Judy Wall. Now, tell us why you made this choice.
Well, I know that that your show likes to be factual, and so I thought we should have someone on who is not being targeted. And in fact, who has done a terrific job as an editor of a newsletter called Resonance from the Mensa Bioelectromagnetic Special Interest Group. And she's written several articles and tried to support us and has done a very good job of it. So what she's done is stand back, not take our stories as being gospel, and do her own independent research and see if she could find out if equipment which can do at least a good part of what's happening to us exists. And her answer is yes.
Okay, Judy, I want to thank you very much for being with us today on the Power Hour Radio Show. We're international, and we even received an email from Africa and from South America that are listening to this program today. And I want to thank you very much for joining us today on the Power Hour. Now, Judy, who do you write for, or how did you get involved in writing on mind control issues?
Okay, well, first of all, I'll put in a disclaimer. Eleanor mentioned that I do Resonance. It's a special interest group of the Mensa group. And right away, I have put in a disclaimer. Anything I said or did or printed has nothing to do with the official opinions of Mensa.
Okay.
It's simply a special interest group, which anybody could start a group on chess or photography or any topic that you're interested in. So I was doing one on bioelectromagnetic, and as a result of people hearing about this, I was over the first couple of years, I got calls from people who claimed to be mind control victims. And it didn't make sense to me. Number one, I did not believe the technology existed. And number two, I thought to myself, if it does exist, why are they wasting this fabulous technology harassing poor, innocent, ordinary people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there would be so much more to do with it. So about 10 years ago, a man called, and he did give me some plausible answers, so I agreed to investigate this topic. And that's how I got started on my research.
Okay. Now, where has your research taken you? First of all, you heard people saying they were mind controlled. Was your response like mine? Yeah, right.
I know, but the technology definitely exists. This was my special research that I went through the scientific literature to see what was available in the open public. I went through official government documents. And I think the patents have been the best source of documentation. And I'd like to say, if you have listeners out there who have access to a computer now, you can access the U.S. Patent Office online and verify for yourself that these patents do exist. and there are many, many patents, as you're saying, you're selling a booklet or distributing a booklet. We have at least 40 to 50 patents that have mind-altering implications. Two of them are extremely important because the other technologies can be piggybacked onto these two types of delivery systems, and that's what I want to address. And it is not only being used against individuals. Maybe I should back up a minute here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When this man explained to me what the idea behind it was, he said, remember the MKUltra project of the 60s? And, you know, I vaguely remember when the CIA had been caught distributing LSD to unwitting citizens across nations, including California. This project is called MKUltra. What I have learned since then, and probably the average listener may not be aware of, there were actually 149 different projects. The LSD and chemical aspect is only one small part of those. Subproject number 119 deals with, and I quote, I have some copies of documents that have been obtained through Freedom of Information Act. Technologies of activation of the human organism by remote electronic means. This document was dated August 1960.
And that was Project which one? 11 what?
Project 119. An easy way to remember this is like dial 911 to save you, reverse it, 119 to enslave you.
Oh my goodness, very good.
I mean, just a thought there. So, I think most people, when they hear the stories of mind control victims, you just simply say to yourself, no, that can't be done. It's impossible. Well, it can be done. The technology definitely exists.
So we know that it exists. The technology exists. Now we have to link that to the usage. Is it being utilized?
Oh, definitely. The U.S. government is utilizing it. It was used in the war in Iraq. It's being used right now. I'm talking about Desert Storm. It's also being now used in Afghanistan in the current war in Iraq. So we have gone airborne with it. We are broadcasting subliminal messages. I would like to refer to
okay, wait, before you move on, you say material in fact and documentation. How do we know it's being used in Gulf War II or Gulf War I or Afghanistan? How do we know that?
Okay, the company that manufactures this technology is called Silent Sounds Incorporated. They're out of North Cross, Georgia.
Silent Sounds, plural?
Silent Sounds, S-I-L-E-N-T, Sounds. They have a website. It's called www.mindsprings.com. And I checked it yesterday. They have posted one. They manufacture this silent sound technology, which is subliminal alteration of people's moods. In other words, we are beaming to these Iraqi soldiers or whatever the enemy is. Lay down your weapons. Give up. Hey, this is a perfect weapon of war. Nobody gets shot. Nobody gets killed or blown up. They just lay down their weapons and surrender. We have television clips of such a thing, but Silent Sounds posts two ITV news items which document this, two news bulletins, and ITV is out of London, that they explain how this technology was used during Operation Desert Storm.
Now, in Operation Desert Storm, now I'm talking about first Operation Desert Storm, there was something called Operation Commando Solo. Does that ring a bell to you?
Yes, Commando Solo is the aircraft that they're using now. The Desert Storm operation was a land-based operation. They came in, they took out an Iraqi radio station. And
okay, when we get back. Okay, we've got a four-minute break. Judy Walls joining us, Eleanor White. We're going to talk about Operation Commando Solo, control from the air. Is it possible? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce.
And Dave.
Raven, the numeral 1.net.
It's called mind control. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of... This is Dave Von Clay.
And Joyce Riley, we're joined today by Eleanor White of Canada, and her website is raven1.net. Check it out. Also, Judy Wall is joining us, an investigative journalist who believes that mind control is not only real, but it is being used today. And we've got a couple of callers that have been hanging on so patiently for so long. If you don't mind, Eleanor and Judy, let me go to Penny in Michigan first and then John in the UK. Penny, go ahead. You're on the air with Eleanor and Judy Wall. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Hi, Eleanor. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
I have a question for you. I was part of the MKUltra program back in 1994. I was born in 64. Senator Patrick Nicholson had gotten me out of the program and at the expense of his own political career. I was wondering if anyone has ever thought about doing any vindication for him whatsoever. I heard you talking earlier about politicians that really aren't in place that are good anymore.
Okay, and you were saying, Penny, which politician was it?
Senator Patrick Nicholson.
And he was from where?
You know, the thing is, I'm not sure. I met him at, that's how I was introduced to him. They said that he had greased the construction with his hands. And I'm not sure if that was true or not.
Are you saying that he helped to expose mind control, or what did he do?
Yes, he was trying to, and Chrysler put a hit out on his life.
Okay, let me ask our listeners. Thank you very much, Penny, for the phone call. Eleanor and Judy, are either one of you familiar with Senator Patrick Nicholson?
No. I'm not, Joyce, and I would like that lady to get in touch with me at eleanor@raven1.net and fill me in, because we're very interested in her story.
Okay, eleanor@raven1.net. Judy, are you familiar with the name of Dr. Patrick Nicholson?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are there people that are friendly to this issue right now? Are there any people in Congress or in the Senate that you know of, Judy, that are favorable toward this in the U.S.?
I know of two doctors, not in our U.S. government, that are favorable and have issued warnings.
Really?
Dr. Michael Persinger in Canada has warned against this. He's even written an article, the title of this, on it, but I'll tell you what he's saying, on the possibility of directly accessing every human brain by electromagnetic induction of fundamental algorithms.
Wow. Dr. Michael Persinger, P-E-R-S-I-N-G-E-R?
That's right.
Okay, and then who is the other physician?
The other one is Dr. Igor Smirnov of the Institute of Special Corrections in Moscow. The FBI recruited him during the Waco fiasco that was ongoing. He is an expert in the silent subliminal technology in Russia, and they asked his suggestions. Now, there was a German documentary that interviewed him, and one of my resonance correspondents on Leifman in Germany translated into English for us, and he gives a long statement. It boils down to, he says,
let's go back to Dr. Smirnov in a second, because I do want to revisit Waco and the issue of the silent subliminal technology, but we've got John from the UK that's been holding on for so long. I want to get to before the break.
Okay.
Oh, we don't want to tonight. I guess he got dropped off. Okay.
Oh.
Go ahead to Dr. Smirnov.
Go ahead. You can intercept the radio waves and modulate every conceivable suggestion into it, and that's exactly what's being done. He's an expert, obviously. He's warning the world. This is what is done. The Commando Solo broadcast, they can do it with or without the permission. They can interject these silent subliminals and affect the emotions of the hearing public. And it can be done by TV or, as Dr. Solder said, computer technology. If you're watching computers, this can happen.
So Commando Solo is an operation that occurred during Desert Storm. Now, we know that 10,000 Iraqis drew down their weapons, put up their white handkerchiefs, said, "I give up," and there wasn't a man around. That's the story that I got from Desert Storm. We'll ask Judy about that when we get back, and also John from UK. Listeners, this is serious business, and we take it very seriously here at the Power Hour, but we want you to be informed ahead of the rest. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. This is George.
And this is Dave. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. Back to our subject today, which is mind control. This has been a two-hour program dedicated to mind control. Yes, it is. And you can hear this program again at 9 p.m. Central tonight, Dave.
Yes, on WHRI's evening frequency, which is 7.580. Now, again, this will be rebroadcast tonight from 9 until 12 midnight. That's Central Standard Time. And for you folks listening overseas, well, unfortunately, that would translate from 2 until 5 a.m. So, and we encourage you to please, I mean, this is important stuff.
Time.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
And I wish that everyone who has a Doubting Thomas in their family would listen to this program tonight. Have them listen to Dr. Kildy, to Judy Wall. This is beyond belief information. It is frightening. And we are bringing it to you because power is in the knowledge. And we're joined by John in the UK now. We're going to get back to Commando Solo and Dr. Igor Smirnoff in just a second. But I want to get to John from UK. John, thank you for joining us on the Power Hour today. Hello, John? John, you're on the air with Judy Wall and Eleanor White. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Eleanor, and hello, Judy.
Hello there. Go ahead,
please. Right, well, we're doing quite a lot in the UK. I started a small group. There's only 11 or 12 of us. There are only 3 people that are victims. The majority of the members, which includes 2 reverends, 1 bishop, it includes a Cambridge graduate, includes the director of a very well-known charity, but I can't say which one. And we are trying to make a political movement. Specifically where Christians are spearheading this, like they did it in the days of William Wilberforce against slavery.
John, let me ask you a question first of all. You are a person who is an advocate, as Eleanor White is in the United States. You're an advocate in the UK for mind control victims. Is that correct?
Certainly, I would describe myself at least as an advocate. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm certainly speaking for them, yes.
All right. And you're trying to find out what is happening with mind control, or do you know? You've met people that you believe are mind controlled? I mean, do you actually believe these people are mind controlled?
Yes.
And why do you say that? What do you see in these people that tells you that they are, in fact, mind controlled?
I've experienced it myself. I'm a victim. I have been since the year 2000.
Okay. Let's talk about this real quickly here. I want to know what it is that makes you think that you're mind controlled. I'm not doubting it. I'm just saying, what makes you think that you're mind controlled?
I'm going to tell you the honest truth here. I was interested in subliminal messages and broadcasting, and at first I thought that that's what I was hearing. I began to realize that I was hearing voices that were individually targeted, knowing specific things about me. I really only had 3 possibilities. This was either mental illness, or it was demonic, or it was something entirely new that was technologically perpetrated by my fellow human beings. So I asked my God for a sign to know 2 things. That my favorite theory, that this was something new and technologically perpetrated, was too late. And secondly, to know that if it came to a showdown in the political arena or in any other way between me and the perpetrators, that he would defend me. And I asked God for something very unusual, and that very unusual thing happened. Very unusual indeed.
I'll tell you what, John, I would like to have you back on the program. I'd like to talk to you off air. I'm going to get a hold of Eleanor. I will then contact you, and I'd like to have you off air because it's too much information you have right now, and our phone lines are jammed. Would you be able to talk to me off air?
I would certainly do that. Can I just say one thing for the viewers? Please pray for the meeting at the House of Commons tomorrow that I'm going to.
Okay, you're going to a meeting at the House of Commons. What's going to take place?
I am.
What is going to take place there?
Well, the meeting is about the harassment of political activists. And I will be trying to make people aware of a new and more powerful form of harassment than existed before. I don't like the term mind control. I think, you know, it's mind influence. But he that is in us greater than he that is in the world. And I'm looking to God to sort this problem out in our generation.
Amen. Thank you very much for that.
And I'm trusting him for that.
Okay, we're going to remember you in prayer tomorrow. Listeners, you heard it. We'll be in touch with you, John. Thank you so much for joining us today on the UK, from the UK.
Okay, before we go back to the phones, we've got Wes, Larry, Marianne, Michelle. They're all on hold. But before we do that, I want to get back to the issue of the Commando Solo issue. Okay, so before we...
Let me just interject here. Yes. Judy's article on Commando Solo is on my website. It's indexed under C for Commando Solo.
Oh, okay, under C for Commando Solo. Thank you very much for that, Eleanor. Okay, let's go back to the subject of Commando Solo. So what do you know to be true about that? Because we've heard them use the term, even in the Second Gulf War, Judy, that there is a Commando Solo.
This mission will target military or civilian personnel. It's used oftentimes in rescue-type operations, or it's been used in the Gulf Wars. It's been used over the Bosnia area. It's been used in Haiti, over Haiti, to influence the elections there. So they are directing these broadcasts not only against military operations, but they're also being used to influence civilian populations in the supposedly democratic process of electing officials, and we were in there trying to brainwash them into voting for our candidates.
Now, they said that Commando Solo was a project of dropping leaflets. Is that just the public face to that project?
That's sort of a minor aspect of it. The leaflets are dropped, and some of these leaflets directing the recipients to tune into the specific radio channels that are available in that area, in that country. And then when they do tune into it, we have something called Clandestine Radio Watch, and BBC Broadcasting was also intercepting or picking up these radio broadcasts. Some of the ham radio operators theorized that the frequency they were picking it up on would not be available to the locals. It's probably being generated at another site and transmitted by relay stations or satellite to the Commando Solo aircraft, and then it is rebroadcast on the local frequency.
Okay. And Dr. Igor Smirnov, he had silent subliminal technology.
Well, that's the American version. He has another thing. They call it psychoacoustic correction, which is sort of intimidating considering that it's coming out of Moscow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about that, remember that flap that occurred years ago about they were beaming toward us some frequencies toward the White House?
Are you talking about the American Embassy in Moscow?
Oh, I'm sorry, the American Embassy. I'm sorry, yes.
well, it was quite a flap. It was quite a story behind that. It's Operation Project Pandora. We investigated trying to figure out what they were doing by beaming microwaves to us. So there is one British broadcast that's very well documented the whole story. And they kind of said, well, it was like we were supplying the guinea pigs and they were doing the experiments. The catch here was that they were beaming these electromagnetic transmissions at or below what the Americans had considered a safe standard. The Russian standard for electromagnetic radiation is about 1,000 times stricter, lower than what the American standard bureaus have set.
Okay, let's go to our callers. They're lined up, and I want to give everybody a chance to ask you questions. Let's go to Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, go ahead, please. Wesley, you're on the air with Judy Wall and Eleanor White. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I don't dispute a single solitary fact that I've heard this morning, but what I find kind of curious is that if I were looking for targets for mind control, Joyce, I'd say you and David would be pretty high up on the list. And I know that there are other people, whether it's Alex Jones or anybody that's out there trying to get the truth to the American people, would seem to me to be the most likely candidate. Excuse me. And yet, you guys seem to be impervious.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's an excellent point that you brought up. Let me address that to Element, to Judy One.
Yeah. Why haven't they nailed us yet?
Why are they letting us do this on the radio?
I don't know. Actually, it seems to be that right now the people who are claiming to be mind control victims are ordinary types of citizens. They are now targeting highly educated people, doctors, lawyers, et cetera. Actually, President Jimmy Carter, when he visited Moscow, he came back and he complained of strange symptoms, and he may very well have been a target at that time.
Well, you know, Wesley brings up an excellent point. You know, if they're going to mind control somebody and make them look foolish on the air, Dave and I would be the perfect couple to try and do that, or Alex Jones or maybe a number of the other Genesis talk show hosts here, or yourself, Judy.
I would say we're probably not important enough, but they would be targeting political figures.
Oh, I see.
In a position of power.
Okay. Eleanor, go ahead, please.
I would say they would avoid you and Dave because they would always want you to have an element of doubt. If they started targeting you heavily, you'd have no doubt, and you would tear right into their program and expose it.
Well, what if we tear right into it and expose it anyway?
That's right.
That's kind of what I'm thinking before I get the chip. So that means I'm not shaking hands with anybody. So if anybody meets me out there, we're going to bow like the people from Japan.
Well, you know, one of the other reasons I think that Joyce and I are allowed to continue with this broadcast is because the powers that be realize that the folks out there need a place to vent. They need to be able to have a mistaken impression that something is getting done and that, that you know, that progress is being made. So a lot of folks, they listen to these broadcasts and say, boy, I'm sure glad they got that out there. And then they sit back and relax. And that's exactly not what to do. We're trying to get people involved. And I keep saying on this program day after day after day that being a citizen in this country, and indeed a person that walks the face of the earth, demands that you are an active participant. You must be on the gridiron and not out in the bleachers.
I think that's an excellent point. Excellent point. Let's go to Larry in Indiana. Larry, welcome to the Power Hour. You're on the air with Judy Wall and Eleanor White. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This ties in with Jeremy's question, Joyce. If they really want to stop the information, they set up in jail. Fritz Springmeier, who's written a lot on this. You've got some phony victims out there, like Barbara Hartwell, who admits being married into the Walker family, as in Herbert Walker Bush. Her disinformation and others are reaching Genesis listeners through a fraud and mind control victim named Stu Webb.
Now, wait a second here. All right, I want you to be able to prove that if you're
okay.
going to say that.
He posted a fraudulent court case dated April 1st on his website. Posting fraudulent restraining orders on the internet, trying to silence people exposing this. You can't post restraining orders on the internet.
Okay, now he's been a guest on this program, so you're making a very strong statement here, and I'm just going to ask you to call me off air, somehow get a hold of me, get me the information, because we're not going to make statements or allegations like that.
I will be glad to. Where do you want me to call you?
Okay, 877. Now this is just for you. This is not to open it up, because that's our business line, but I got to talk to you. 877-485-3838. Now, and before we make any statements like this, I want to warn everybody, you give us the proof first. We're not going to play this
right.
game on here.
I don't appreciate it. I mean, you're
check it out for yourself.
Your information, right. hold it. Your information may be correct, but the thing not to do is to call up on this show or any other show and make an allegation like that unless, first of all, we have some sort of documentation, because, you know, this could be libel, it could be slander, it could be anything like that, and we do not allow, some other talk show hosts out there may do it, but we do not allow microphones
right.
to be used as weapons against people.
That's right.
On this program.
Okay, let's go to Mary in California. Mary, welcome to the Power Hour. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Judy Wall and Eleanor White. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Marianne.
Yes, Marianne, go
ahead. Hi. I have a website. It is controlledamerica.com. I put on lectures out in California about this subject with mind control, microchips, microwave, pulse systems.
Is this Marianne Stratton?
Yes.
Oh, okay, Marianne. Well, great. Well, I'm glad you're joining us.
And I'd like to say hi to Eleanor and hi to Judy.
Hi.
Hi. I got your message. And so I was able to call up.
Oh, I'm so glad that you did. What would you add at this point? We've only got like a minute before we go to break, but what would you add to the conversation so far?
Well, what I wanted to point out was the system that they're running, we're talking actually, people are being tortured. I know you talk a lot about the mind control and all of that, and that's part of it. But there are people who are receiving burns, microwave burns. They're receiving pain, migraines to their head. They're being incapacitated because of the pain that they're receiving. So the government is doing a lot more to people than what has been, you know, has been mentioned. Now, a lot of the information is on Eleanor's site. You can look it up. You can look up a lot of the symptoms. There are people out there who need to know that sometimes you think you have a migraine, sometimes you're feeling nauseated, sick, sometimes all the symptoms are people who have, like, fibroid, meningitis, myalgia, Epstein-Barr virus.
Yeah, thank you. Marianne, we got to let you go because we've got a whole bunch of callers. Thank you for calling in. I'd love to talk to you more about this. ControlledAmerica.com. We'll be right back with Judy Wall and Eleanor White.
Only 5 minutes left.
I know.
Whoa.
I want another hour. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And this is Dave.
And we've been joined by Dr. Kildee today. And by the way, Dr. Ronnie Kildee from Norway called back in. Now, this is a real pro for you. She said, I made a mistake and I said 1,000 deaths per day in Iraq. She said, I meant 1,000 deaths per week. So I want to thank Ryan for putting us onto the fact that she just wanted to call in. I mean, that is a pro. She calls in and says, I made an error. I want you to know about it because these people deal in documentation. Just like Judy Wall and Eleanor White joining us today. The website, raven1.net. And remember, you can get the MKUltra document and you can get the mind control patents by calling 877-817-9829. Let's go to...
Final call of the day, Michelle in Washington, D.C. You see, listen to us?
Hi.
Hey, how are you hearing?
Radio Land.
Hey, how are you hearing us today, Michelle?
I enjoyed the show. I particularly enjoyed listening to Eleanor. I just wanted to talk about what happened to me is I think there's certain levels of this. It's the MK Ultra, the HARP, and there's different levels. But my particular mind control incident happened in a church. And you mentioned something about the audiences or why our ordinary people come. Victimized, but I don't remember exact words, but you mentioned the jail, which, you know, but also the churches, and this is where it happened to me. That's all I can speak of is my incident happened inside of a church.
Okay, let me ask Judy something. Judy, have you heard about this happening to people in a church?
Yes, I had a correspondent from somewhere in Europe. He was a seminary student, and he claimed that he was being targeted. I would imagine this would reach up into the Roman Catholic Church, Vatican. So,
what is going on in the Black Church in Washington D.C. makes the Roman Catholic scandals look like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, and I like Mr. Rogers. But
this is not a competition. What I want to emphasize is that all the major governments of the world have access to this technology.
Yes.
In fact, the former Soviet Union. In an article in Defense News, which is a reliable source, they put it up for sale for $80,000. What do you think? $80,000 to buy a nice new sports car. So that shows you how available the technology is.
Hey, Michelle, real quickly, one point.
I think the CIA brought it into the church, but I wanted to talk about solutions, things that have helped me in the Christianity. Not my belief in God has helped me, but I would say beware of the churches. You have to, my will has helped me. Your will has to be strong. You have to sometimes travel, do things differently.
Yes, I agree with that.
Well, Michelle, I hate to interrupt everybody, but we've only got less than a minute left for the program, so Michelle, just wrap it up real quick.
You know, I think what, Michelle, I got to let you go because I got to say goodbye to Eleanor White and to Judy Wall. Judy, would you be willing to come back on the program again?
Yes, sure.
Because we need a lot more time to talk with you about this. I apologize that we had so many callers and we weren't able to get to more of what you had to say. And also, Eleanor White, you're going to definitely be a regular on this program. I very much appreciate what you have done. Eleanor, anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yes. What people can do is donate poster space so we can post links to our websites for the public to see. Poster space.
excellent idea. Judy, anything that we can do?
What you're doing now is great.
Okay, and we're going to continue to do that. Remember, the website is raven1.net. Email Eleanor. Find out what you can do. Eleanor and to Judy, God bless you all. Thank you so very much.
Welcome.
I'm speechless. I feel.
We have to overcome this plutocratic, maniacal fringe group
and
that's in charge of the world.
Our Heavenly Father is so much more powerful.
You bet. It's time to stand up, stretch those legs, take a deep breath, and scream from the top of your lungs and abandon your soul.
We
will not stop. God bless you all.
We'll see you tomorrow.